Timeout on WAKG.
Former Chatham standout Jake Moore brought in the tying run, and former Tunstall standout Carter Richardson scored the winning run with a bases-loaded walk, and the Danville Dairy Daddies scored a 6-5 win over rival Burlington on Thursday night. The Dairy Daddies will welcome the Lexington Flying Pigs to Legion Field tonight. Cody Johnson drove in a game-high 3 runs, and 7 Otterbots drove in a run in a big win over the Kingsport Axemen on the road Thursday evening, 13-3. The win keeps the Otterbots in first place in the Appalachian League East Division. Danville will face the Axemen on the road again Friday night. Liberty head baseball coach Scott Jackson offered his letter of resignation effective immediately on Thursday after 8 seasons with the team. Jackson led the Flames to a career record 246 and 181 in his first collegiate head coaching role, including appearances in 3 NCAA regionals. Liberty AD Ian McCall says a search for Jackson's replacement is already underway. Brandon Nimmo hit a bases-clearing double to spark a 5-run fifth inning. David Peterson threw 6 scoreless innings, and the New York Mets moved into playoff position with a 7-0 victory over the Washington Nationals on Thursday, completing a 3-game sweep. Paul Skeen struck out 11 in 7 no-hit innings in another dominant performance, and the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0 last night. Skeen threw 99 pitches in his 11th major league start, 65 for strikes. The All-Star right-hander walked 1 while lowering his ERA to 1.9. Brandon Faught outpitched Max Fried in a strong 6 innings. Jake McCarthy made a leaping grab at the wall in the 9th, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Atlanta Braves 1-0. Randy Arozarena hit a first-inning home run in a 5-4 victory for the Tampa Bay Rays on Thursday night as they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees and extended New York's streak of winless series to 8. Kyle Lowry has announced he is staying with his hometown Philadelphia 76ers on a 1-year deal. That announcement came down yesterday. And Monty Kiffin, the longtime NFL and college assistant coach whose Tampa Bay defense is routinely ranked among the league's best, died on Thursday. He was 84. One of the architects of the ultra-successful Tampa 2 defensive scheme, Kiffin spent 13 seasons as defensive coordinator of the Bucks under former coaches Tony Dungy and John Gruden from 1996 to 2008 and helped the franchise win their first of its 2 Super Bowl titles. And that's a look at sports. I'm Josh Lineberry.